When I went to meet you that day at the little airport in Kalamata and you didn't appear, I waited for 24 hours in case I'd made a mistake and you were coming on the next plane. Or perhaps you'd missed it and couldn't get in touch. I suggested all sorts of reasons to myself. That night I slept on a seat behind the luggage trolleys. The cleaner swept the floor around my feet and even brought over a piece of spinach pie that his wife was about to throw out. She ran the kiosk, and their son was the person at passport control, and of course it was a nephew at baggage security, and then a cousin at the gate to check boarding passes. Small airports are a family business in Greece, the cleaner told me with great pride. Early morning on the following day, I had to leave the arrivals area. Even the word seemed to mock me. It was mid-September and there would be no more charter flights coming in from the UK, and no possibility that you would suddenly appear as I had allowed myself to fantasize. You didn't pick up when I phoned, but I knew that if something terrible had happened to you, then one of your friends would have called me. I sat for a while on a bench outside the airport, not knowing what to do or where to go. A few moments later, my phone buzzed. There was a message. I was shaking so much as I reached into my pocket that my mobile fell to the ground. Through the spider's web mess of the shattered screen, I could just about make out the words, "She can't make it. Sorry." I suppose you dictated it to some friend. I stared at it in sickened disbelief for a few minutes and then rang the number. No reply. Several times I tried. Of course, with the same result. Anger, fury, rage, those words don't get close to describing what I felt. They're just words. Puffs of air. Nothing. There were no further messages, just a bon voyage from my brother later that day.